Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch. Today on the podcast review show, we're talking about reviewing your own stuff.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the podcast review show. This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions. You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips. Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, welcome to the podcast review show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com. And joining me over there is the one, the only, Eric K. Johnson from podcasttalentcoach.com. Eric, how are you doing?
I am very well, Dave. Thanks again for joining me for the show. We have an interesting show today.
We do.
Today we have no guest on the show. Today we're just going to give you tips on how you can review your own show if you haven't got up the gumption to join in here on the show and let us review it right in front of your face. Some tips on how you can review your show.
And we probably should mention, if you'd like to, since we are guestless today, we had actually somebody who had an emergency that popped up. And if you would like to get reviewed, you can be right here on this program by going to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. But today we are talking reviews, but we're talking about how to review your own stuff. So Eric, I will let you take it away.
So you're sitting down, you're listening to your podcast. How do you review your own podcast and figure out what you can do better and figure out the parts that really jump out at you and are stellar that you can do more of? That's kind of what we want to do today. And my first tip, what I'd like to do, Dave, is swap tips back and forth and see how many we can get through here.
All right.
in terms of reviewing your own show.
Okay.
So my first tip is actually listen to your show in real time, doing whatever it is your typical audience member does. So if your audience is typically listening to you on the treadmill, then go get on the treadmill and listen to your show. And get some takeaways from your show there. It will help you listen through the ears and eyes of your listener and really critique your show in an effective way. That's my tip number one.
You stole it, man. That was going to be mine. Listen to where your audience is. Because I know with me, the first thing, I always test everything in the car because that's where I listen. I would then say, listen for half, and this is a thing that I listen to because I do this a lot, listen for half ideas. Because this is especially if you're, depending on how prepared you are, I find myself, if I don't have bullet points in front of me, we all have little mental tangents that we do, and we'll be halfway through a sentence and then jet off into another idea. So you have this weird kind of half idea that gets half-baked, and then you just go off somewhere else, and the audience is kind of like, wait a minute, weren't you talking about your favorite cake recipe, and all of a sudden we're talking about microphones, and I want to know what the cake recipe is. So that would be tip number two. Look, just listen, I guess, for content or listen for, what would you call that? Just
half-baked ideas.
Half-baked ideas.
That you haven't completely thought out before you launch your show. Yeah. We talk a lot about that in show prep, being prepared for your show before you launch it. And tip number three is when you review your podcast, ask yourself, did I accomplish what I hope to accomplish on this particular show? Which you should have laid out prior to recording your podcast. You should have a goal in mind. What is the one call to action that you want your audience to take in this particular show? Then when you go back and review that show, ask yourself, is the call to action, the one thing I want my audience to do in this particular show, clearly apparent? Is it evident what I hope to have my audience do? Is it clear cut when I listen back to the show? Did I accomplish the goal I set out to do? That's tip number three.
Tip number four would be just listen for the obvious mistakes. And this would be, this is like tip four and 4A. What happens if you make a mistake? So let's say you start to say somebody's name and I go, today, joining us is Eric, J. Johnson. And Eric goes, actually, Dave, it's K. And I go, oh, hold on a second. What you can do is pause for like 10 seconds. Go, hold on, Eric. I'm gonna fix this. Let's just be quiet for a second. Okay, joining me on the show today is Eric K. Johnson. And that way, number one, you're listening for those obvious, like, oh man, I got to get that out of there kind of things. But also, if you give yourself like 10 seconds, it seems like eternity when you're waiting for it. It'll make it super easy to see that, and you can go in and edit it out later.
I love that tip. You gave that tip to me a while back, and that's what I do now. I just pause, and when I go back to edit, it's so easy to find those edit spots.
Yeah.
Tip number four, as you're listening back to your podcast, pull out those oh wow moments. Those moments in your podcast that really catch your ear and make you perk up and go, wow, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know that. Things that catch the attention of your audience. Write down those oh wow moments. We want to find more of those moments so we can do more of those in future episodes.
What number are we on? Five?
Six.
Six. Number six. If you're doing interviews, did your guest answer a question? Well, first of all, don't ask yes, no questions. But if they answer no, ask yourself, does that answer no bring any value to my audience? Because you may have asked them, well, tell me about that time you went to Oregon. And they go, I've never been to Oregon. And you go, really? I thought you went to Oregon. No. Okay, that's no value to your audience. So that needs to go.
That'd be a good part for a pause for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that would be a, hold on, exactly.
Tip number seven, pull out powerful words that you use in your podcast, words that really draw a visual image in the minds of your audience. When you use powerful words, that's what makes your audio come to life. Audio is a very visual medium because you're drawing pictures in the mind of your audience. You're really creating that theater of the mind. And if you can listen back and find those powerful words that you used in your podcast, it will help you use words like that more often. So write those down as you review your podcast. Tip number eight.
Are we including show notes or just the audio?
Oh, sure. If show notes can make your review better.
Yeah, because actually what I do is I write my show notes as I'm reviewing my podcast. And this is after it's done. I guess some of this would be before you've actually produced it and after. You always want to listen to it, number one, after it's done, because it never fails that you export it and you had the one channel on mute and your guest is nowhere in the show. But if you're doing something kind of tying in with your you talked about being visual with your speech to help paint that picture. In some cases, if you're painting something that's very visual and you're explaining something that people either really need to see or it's a hard concept, be sure to write that out in the show notes. In fact, you can actually drive traffic to your website by saying, hey, the equation for better engagement is, you know, good show prep plus good editing equals great engagement. And if you need more about that, visit my show notes at such and such and such. So if you're doing something very visual or, you know, the 17 steps of podcast promotion, you might want to have those written down in your show notes.
Tip number nine, when you go to review your podcast, put some distance between the time you record it and the time you review it, because you'll forget about a lot of the excuses of why you did something in your podcast. So if you record an episode this week, an episode next week, an episode the following week, on that fourth week, go back and listen to this week's episode. So you have a few episodes between your shows and you have some time between it. When you listen back, you'll lose all of those excuses of, oh, well, yeah, I did that because the cat ran across the living room while I was recording, or I did that because you'll be more in the mind of your listener and listen more like a real listener. And that way, you'll lose all of the excuses and you'll hear the true audio.
That is a great tip, by the way, because you learned so much. Or I think in some cases, your brain just fills in stuff that wasn't there because you just did it, you know, a day ago or whatever. So, yeah. Number 10, very similar to number one, where we said listen where your audience listens. Listen, for me, even if I don't use the podcast app, maybe I'm using Downcast or whatever, be sure to subscribe to your show. We actually had somebody who's going to be on the show in the future said, just pick any episode. And we picked an episode and it won't download. And if they were subscribed to their show, they would have known that. So I would say subscribe to your own show, because as much as we do everything we can to make sure everything's right as we upload it and we put it in and we post the thing, if we don't check it on the other side when it comes out, we may have forgotten to, I know one time I hit, instead of hitting publish, I hit draft. So it never published. And it wasn't until I woke up on Monday that I'm like looking at podcast app. I'm like, where's my next episode? I'm like, that's really odd. And so I went to my website. I'm like, oh, you idiot. It's stuck on draft. So listen,
yeah, if your audience can't find you because it didn't post, that's probably a bad thing.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that explains that. So yeah. So listen through the technology that your audience is using.
All right. Tip number 11 is find the surprise and delight moments in your podcast. That's what we're trying to create more of. You're not simply listening to your podcast to find all the parts that are bad, because if you just remove all the bad stuff, you're going to end up with dead air. You got to replace the bad stuff with good stuff. So you want to realize, recognize those surprise moments, those delight moments, so you can add more of those into your show and replace the bad stuff with good stuff. The more often you're doing good stuff, the less room you have to do bad stuff. So you need to learn to listen to your show to find those surprise and delight moments.
And we've talked about this one a lot. This is number 12, I believe. It's one of our favorites, and I think we're all guilty of doing this one, which of course is when it comes to your call to action, figure out what you want people to do and ask them to do that. But when you say, hey, follow me on Twitter and plus one me on Google Plus and Facebook and thumbs up me on Stitcher, and if you could, review me on iTunes, and then when you're done with that, join my email list. I think it's a little crazy.
Yeah, especially if somebody's on the treadmill listening to you, they're not going to remember any of that. Yeah. They're not going to remember a darn thing. All right, number 13 is discover what was memorable about that particular episode. When people go away and they're going to tell somebody about your episode, they're going to remember one big thing about your show. You don't have to knock everything you do out of the park, but you should have one memorable point in that particular show that where you do something that's memorable. You need to find those memorable moments and do more of that. So recognize the memorable points and try and recreate those, not identically, but similar situations in future shows. 14.
I'm empty, man. I'm sitting there going, you got any other ones, man? That's a lot. When you're listening to it, make sure you don't have to adjust your volume knob. That's very similar to one. Listen where your audience is, because if you're on the treadmill and you have to adjust the volume, that's why you're doing that, basically.
Yeah, so when you review your show, you should see that your audio levels are even. You should be putting that through some processing that brings up the lows and minimizes the highs, so your wave file looks pretty even all the way across when you review your show. And as you're listening as a real listener, like we talked about, you'll recognize those points, with the point where you can't hear yourself or the ones that are blowing your earbuds out where you have to turn down the volume. If you're listening like a real listener, you'll recognize those points more frequently.
Yeah.
Number 15, the big one that I had, the final one that we'll talk about is how did you include the listener in your show? How did you make them part of your content? Find those points. The more we talk about engagement so much, the more that you can make your listener a part of the show and engage them and get them involved, the more powerful your content will be. So find those places, recognize those places where you include the listener and make them part of the show, and try and do more of that. It'll make your show quite a bit stronger. So there's 15 tips for you. I'm sure you can find a few there that you can put to work this week, and let us know what works for you. Hop online and leave us a little note there at the Podcast Review Show website, which is podcastreviewshow.com. And you can also have your very show reviewed right here on this show, live and in color. We're now in color, aren't we, Dave?
I think we're in color. Technicolor, actually.
We're upgraded. Yeah. Man, we are good looking. So get your show reviewed. Hop online to Podcast Review Show. Click review, get reviewed, review me. Get reviewed. What do we name that button?
It's review me. Review me will take you to the page where you can click the get reviewed button, I think.
I knew there were two buttons there somewhere. So get online and get it done. Let's have you on the show here soon.
Awesome. And as we say every week, well, first of all, Eric, where can we find you?
Oh, let me plug that again. You can find me at podcasttalentcoach.com. There are worksheets there that will help you review your show like we did earlier. And all sorts of other worksheets that help you, free stuff there. And you can get a hold of me anytime you'd like. That's podcasttalentcoach.com.
And you can find me.
How about you, Dave?
You can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. And as always, We'll see you next week with another episode of the Podcast Review Show. Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course, and it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book, and you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.